VOA News, I'm Lori London. Israeli forces on Tuesday expanded their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza after bombarding the crowded Palestinian communities and ordering residents to evacuate. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Residents of central Gaza described a night of shelling and airstrikes, shaking the Nuseirat, Maghazi and Bureij camps. Meanwhile, overnight in southern Gaza, the Red Crescent rushed into one of the buildings also hit by an Israeli airstrike as they attempted to rescue people from the rubble. In the nearby hospital, doctors carried in a small child face down, her curls dangling towards the hospital floor as blood dripped from her head. Despite international pressure for a ceasefire and U.S. calls for a reduction in civilian casualties, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that the fight isn't close to finished after the militants carried out their deadly attack into southern Israel on October the 7th. Outside the hospital, the ongoing echo of bombardments reminded Palestinians of Netanyahu's words. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ukraine struck a large Russian warship in Crimea with cruise missiles in an overnight attack that killed at least one person. Lucy Fielder with Reuters has the story.
The strike could hinder Russian attempts to seize more Ukrainian territory along the Black Sea coast. Buildings in the Crimean port city of Feodosia were damaged, probably by the blast wave from a large explosion. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 in a move Kiev and the West condemned as an illegal seizure. Russia has hinted it may try to seize more Ukrainian territory along the Black Sea coast. A Ukrainian counteroffensive has made little in the way of battlefield gains, and the Russian military has regained the initiative in several places. But Ukraine has been able to inflict serious damage in attacks on Crimea, the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Lucy